Volcom also gave me $3.
What?
How do you finish off this final
one? Oh, this final one. Run up behind him, try to give him a little bit of a trip with my foot. As he goes to the ground, straight down, back of the head.
He crumbles. A few moments later, the illusion dissipates around you.
Well, I feel pretty good about that one.
She sort of sighs a sigh of relief, breathes a sigh of relief. I didn't feel like I was much help.
Well, you allowed me to jump the distance, and I wouldn't have been able to do that. And eventually, their arrows would have poured down on us.
Well, I'm sorry I missed the show, but maybe you can tell me about it over lunch.
All right.
If you're lucky.
Actually, my response would be, lunch! You start running off. Bring your sister, too!
That's not how it works. So as I'm setting this up, are there any questions you want to ask her over lunch?
Yeah, I mean, maybe like a general, your day-to-day life, like how does it have to change when dealing with this? Like, do you feel like you're missing days, or are you aware of when your sister's in control?
Basically, like, I'm in a sort of meditation. Like, she can, I'm not aware of anything that's going on.
How does that affect your studying? Because you're effectively missing classes.
Well, we have done our schedule to have it so when one of us has a class on the day, it's our class. And Headmaster Vish has been very understanding of our situation.
So you're graded differently as two separate people?
Yes. Well, I mean, we are as separate as can be. I mean, we once
had having the same body.
Well, we once had our own bodies.
Interesting.
There was a tragedy, and the only way my sister could save me was to put me inside her body.
So, when you were to finish school here and get the mark, which I'm assuming is something that you would want, would you be given 2 marks? Or maybe one fails and the other doesn't?
Well, Headmaster Vish is looking at a way to separate us.
He's a smart man, that Vish.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's been very helpful so far.
Is separation something you want?
Oh, yes.
Interesting. Do you have to eat for two?
No, it's still only one body.
My friends always
say
I do.
But I see that you do.
I do.
Perhaps you have someone in there as well.
If he did, I've smothered him with sausages and potatoes his whole life. Don't know if he's still living. Still eat for him, though.
But you must have someone. You must carry someone's memory inside of you, if it's a little different than our situation.
There's plenty of people that I think about, but nobody that I have to provide for like you do.
I see.
So I can definitely see the challenge.
So you guys continue eating, bonding. Thane, you're up.
Man, barbarians are just like powerhouses sometimes. But
when
I got
they're raging.
Yeah, I'm assuming my hit points will just go back because it's illusion. Or is it something I need to be healed of?
You can take a healing thing after it's done.
Okay.
So you can spend your hit die.
Okay.
During a short rest.
So you roll your D, what, 10?
A D12.
D12?
Which is this one.
And that there.
So what? Spend that.
For?
Hey!
It gives me a 10. I can't go over.
I don't think
so.
You're able to dictate what she looks like.
I'll go back to 25.
We know what she looks like.
Do we?
Not the clothes. Okay, everything else, yeah.
What does she look like?
Dark hair, curvy. And when I said, could she be this? And even, oh yeah.
I don't know what that is. Dog?
All right, so Thane,
yes.
I need you, but not the dog. And I need her.
Mm-hmm. It'd be really funny to see this one.
What race is she?
She's a human. They're all humans on the other team except for
the guy I'm
sure.
With. The bird man.
She looks quite a bit like this. Her armor.
Yeah.
With her lance. You arrive at your appointed time. You are with Mika. You're sort of in the waiting room, if you will, while this illusion's being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say anything?
No, not yet. Well, hey, how are you? Are you ready for this? Do you know anything about what we're doing?
No, I don't know. She looks very focused, very determined, like she's doing stretches.
Okay.
She's getting ready for battle.
Okay.
This is something she's done a lot and knows a lot about.
Okay. I hear that you are the best weapon. You're the best fighter with a weapon in our entire class.
It's a new day. Every day, one must prove themselves. So let's do that today.
I agree.
So you enter the room.
Okay.
It is a large stone room, high ceilings. It is completely walled in all corners. You see no doors, no exits whatsoever.
Okay.
The room is lit by some sort of light source emanating from the walls. It appears to be magical in nature. I expected something to fight.
Maybe I tried to detect magic or something?
Sure. Okay. The wall in front of you is magical. It has like a transmutation magic on it. Elemental in nature.
All right. That's a magical wall. It's elemental in nature. How do you want to approach this?
Let's try knock.
Spring the trap. Okay. Well, let's go.
She wheels her spear, her large metal spear around, and thwacks it.
Yeah.
You hear an echo. It hits it, and it appears to be stone.
Okay.
But she like swipes it away as if it were mud. And when she does that, give me a box. Looks like this. It has earth elementals inside. Why would I put it back? Makes no sense.
The space
is where it should be.
There.
Right where it should be. All right. Two bipedal creatures made of mud. out of the wall. She's up there to hit it. Where were you as she was hitting it?
I was exactly one step and behind her and one to the right.
This way? This way.
Yeah.
All right. Roll initiative.
What do you look like? Graveler.
Two. She didn't do much better.
Okay.
So Thane will be last. Nope, they did much better. This guy turns to you, and slowly his mud arm starts to come towards you. As it gets closer, the fist gets bigger.
I'd be distracted just by looking at it.
And he rolls a 15 versus AC.
Okay.
Does that hit?
Yeah, I'm 15 armor class.
Then it does. You take 5 points of bludgeoning damage as it thwacks you right in the face. You see stars, you hear ringing in your ears, just like when I got slapped by Eric.
I'll roll so bad after that.
Bludgeoning damage just all goes to my hit points, right?
Yeah. You might have resistance to bludgeoning, for example.
I don't know if I do.
You do not, but it's possible that you would. That's why the damage is specified.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why, like, psychic damage for Barbarian would do full damage against his resistance.
Okay.
I think you just specified that way.
So that's the one.
Resistance.
This guy, what's his space?
Not immunity. Yes. Everybody should know that.
Yes.
Not much. So, one, two, turns, and he tries to fist you in the face.
Okay.
But he misses.
Yeah,
so they both, as the one hit you, the other one goes, thinking you're an easy target as you're a little dazed, goes to hit you, but you regain your senses in time and dodge out of the way.
Okay.
It is now Mika's turn. So she gives a battle scream, moves forward, and misses. So She goes to stab at it, but the mud man makes a hole before the thing goes through. Doesn't seem to do any damage to her.
Damn.
Pulls back. It's your turn, Thane.
Fighting the Sandman.
Okay.
Command will not work.
I'm sorry?
I'll go ahead and answer your question.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Well, it doesn't matter because I was going to have these other two.
Okay.
Anyways, but, okay, my Divine Smite.
Yes.
Is that something I always have?
Yes. It takes place of one of your spell slots. It doesn't fill up anything. It's just when you use it, it's as if you used a spell.
Okay.
So you'll take one of those discs out if you use it.
Okay.
It gives you additional damage if you hit.
Okay. How about first I'll use Bane.
Okay.
Which is I need a drop of blood. Up to three creatures of your choice that you see within range must make charisma saving throws.
Okay.
Whenever a target that fails this saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends,
the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
Okay. All right, so how do you get this blood?
Okay, I say a little, something in Latin, and I just, I just cut my finger like that.
With a knife?
With one of my arrows.
An arrow?
Yeah, because I have a hand crossbow and arrows, yeah. I still have some arrows.
Okay.
45.
And then you rub this thing on your holy symbol?
Yes.
And then, okay. All right, so they need to roll charisma. So on your next page, you should have your spell saves.
Okay.
I think, or the next page after that. Towards the top. Nope, top of that page. It should be a spell save.
Okay, spell save DC 13.
Okay. Well, he fails, and he fails. So they both fail. Okay. So whenever they attack or do saving throws, they get a minus D4.
Okay.
Okay. And that's for how long?
Up to 1 minute.
Okay, so most of the fight, if not all of it.
How do you determine, how much?
Usually a round takes 6 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
So we just went through a round, now we're on the next round.
Okay.
And the Mudmen go. In the face, this one tries to hit Mika, and hits. That one tries to hit you, and rolls a natural 20. Matter of fact, Mika takes a measly 2 points of damage. So you see her dodge, her movements have almost an unnatural quickness to them, but it still barely grazes her.
Okay.
She was not able to dodge it completely. You, on the other hand, are smacked right in the chest, taking double damage.
Double.
Not bad.
Double damage.
Only 4 points of bludgeoning damage. You rolled very low.
Okay.
So great accuracy. Not very good.
Yeah, so it hits right in the chest. You had sort of the wind knocked out of you, but the armor took the brunt of it.
Okay.
So no broken ribs or anything like that. Mika is next. And hits this time. She sees that the stabbing isn't working, so she's trying a slash. And she does a good deal of damage. She spins in 360 degrees. With her thing, her spear.
Yeah.
Like this.
Okay.
And she sort of keeps doing that, and you see mud go everywhere.
Oh.
And she does it very, very quickly.
Okay.
Flies off.
Until it's just a puddle of mud that seems to be no more danger.
Jeez.
It's now your turn.
So when she tried using her spear, it just kind of kept going through like mud?
She tried to pierce it, and it didn't seem to work.
Okay. Can I use Divine Smite?
Yes.
Okay.
With your sword?
Yes.
Okay. So that is a spell.
Yeah.
So you take out one of your spells. Yep. And you roll a hit, just like normal.
Okay.
That hits.
16? Yeah.
So now you'll do your normal damage plus your Divine Smite damage.
Okay.
Which you will need to look. It should be on your sheet. I think it's an extra 2d8? 1d8?
I think it's 2d8. I think you're right.
I think it's 2d8. 2d8. So roll your normal damage die, plus an additional 2d8.
Two
roll that one twice. So four.
Four.
10.
Yeah.
And then add roll that one.
Five.
15 plus whatever your normal damage modifier is.
On your weapon.
Plus three.
It looks like it's supposed to be a... Is that a d6?
So it's like 2d6 plus three?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be a 2d6?
That seems wrong. That's I mean, it's not even my handwriting, yeah. So, Calvin, you must have did it.
What do you mean?
Not you. I don't think it's you either, because it's too neat.
It is 2d6.
Okay, so don't roll that d8.
Oh.
No, don't roll the d10.
Don't roll the d10.
Yeah, 2d6.
So you still have the 10
but
from the
it doesn't D8. Matter, because you killed him anyway.
Okay.
What does your, holy energy look like?
I kind of imagine, I'm going very Roman Warriors to here. You know what I mean? Remember Sage of the Halo?
Yes.
The green armor? Like how he does his thunderbolt cut, he holds it in the air, lightning strikes it, and it's like this green lightning, and this green light comes, and it's this cool effect. It's kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you hold the blade aloft. It is enveloped in this green energy. It's as if it's struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You slash, and even though your sword was, the slash of it was almost too quick to see, the lightning effect stays as if the air is permanently slashed until a moment later when it disappears and this guy explodes in all directions as mud. Mika sort of wipes herself off. You're cleaning this after we're done.
It's a bait.
All right. It is back to the bun bin.
Okay.
World perception.
8.
She rolls a 2.
Or
it's nine.
Oh, 9.
Plus?
It'll be 10 then.
Okay.
Plus 1 here.
So you notice, a few more of these creatures coming out of the wall. One of them much bigger. It's coming out behind you.
Last time.
And there are two more coming out in front. However, you also notice that the wall seems to be shrinking as this happens. And you can see that there's like space above it.
You mean the ceiling?
So like the wall.
Oh, so it's coming down.
Coming down. And it looks like before it was touching the ceiling, but now there's a gap.
Okay. So the wall is becoming these creatures. And it's eroding away as it does that, I imagine. Okay.
Well, I can only use those spells once, right? The ones I've used?
Except for Divine Smite, you can use it over and over again.
Okay.
But the rest, yeah, anytime you use a spell, you take away one of those chips. You only have that many per day.
So you have two more spells left to be cast, right?
Well,
you cast
Bane. I already used Hunter's Mark.
No,
you
use Bane.
Bane, so you lost another one of those.
Yeah, so you got one spell left.
Okay.
So they were created. They turn. They don't have. This guy doesn't have to move. This guy can't move because he used his movement to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The big guy tries to smack both of you. Fist and then fist.
Okay.
Double fisting.
He is. A 14 versus AC?
I'm 15.
So that misses. Mika is a hit. She takes 11 points and is pushed back into that guy.
Okay.
And she sort of starts to sink slowly into his mud body.
Oh.
And his arms sort of suck in and then are grabbing her.
Okay.
So that's what that guy's doing. That guy can't move. It is now Mika's turn. She tries to break the grab. She rolls a natural one. Does not.
That's not good.
It is now your turn, Thane.
Okay. What can I do to help her? Really,
Well, you can attack the thing that's holding her.
Yeah. Carefully, I'll attack the thing that's holding her.
Okay.
I can use Divine Smite again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more time.
It'll be the last time. When these are gone,
you can't do it anymore. Okay. Well, I will just attack carefully.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll d20. With your great sword.
13.
Plus
5.
That hits.
Yeah.
Now roll damage. 2d6.
D6.
The square ones.
The ones that look like cubes.
Yeah. Which one?
You need to roll 2. Or that one twice.
That one twice.
So that was a 5 or a 6?
That's a 5.
Okay. So 9 plus whatever your...
That's an 8. It's 5 plus 3, 8, right?
8, yeah. Okay. Plus whatever your second number is.
3.
Okay, so...
11.
11. All right. So you sort of slice him in two,
mm-hmm.
and one of him lets go of Mika.
Mm-hmm.
The other one sort of steps back, and they both form whole again, but they're a little shorter now.
Okay.
To represent.
Uh-huh. He's split into two?
Yeah. Adding both of those together does not equal the mass of when you hit it to begin with.
Okay.
So you damaged it, but because you... Split it in two, it didn't just reform it. Formed into two.
Okay.
All right. The mud monsters. The big guy just hits you both. He hits Mika. He, I assume, hits you with a 19 AC?
Yep.
Yeah. 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And Mika is faring very badly. She's down on one knee.
Okay.
She's breathing heavily. That hit may have broken something.
Okay.
She seems to be yelling and screaming in defiance.
Okay.
And continuing to fight.
Like a war cry. Okay.
It is her turn. She fights the big guy. She hits. She completely severs one of his arms, which turns into mud on the floor. He just goes another one. It's now your turn.
Can I, what is lay on hand? Yeah, can I do lay on hands?
You can. That will heal her.
Okay. Do I have to roll to fucking see if it's successful?
No. Does it say how many it heals?
Plus 5 hit points.
Okay. Is it an action? I think it is.
It just says 1v1 times 5.
So you have to do that instead of your attack.
Okay.
If that's what you choose to do.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are in the middle of getting beat on. But you can heal her. Just double checking to make sure it is an action. As an action.
Yep.
Number of hit points of that creature up. Maximum amount. Oh no. With your pull, you can restore a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level times 5.
Paladin level times 5?
Yeah. So 3 times 5 is 15.
15?
Yeah. So you can heal up to 15.
So how many from 15 would you like to use to heal?
She has more than 15 wounded.
Okay.
And this is your last spell, right?
No, it's not a spell.
No.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's like a rage. All
right.
Why would I not heal her the full 15?
In case you wanted to save it for yourself.
Because then you
run out. Okay. I wasn't sure if I can do that again the next turn or something.
Nope. Not this combat.
Okay.
So you won't be able to use lay on hands again?
No.
So.
I mean, you could if you didn't spend the whole 15.
Okay, yeah.
Can I heal me and her at the same time for this turn?
No.
Okay, I'll use 10 on her.
Okay.
We have 5 left for this battle.
All right. It is back to the Mudmen. Another one comes out. You see the wall growing shorter. You definitely think you could fit over the top now.
Okay.
The big guy misses. Misses. The little guys hit and get a 8 is gonna miss. Okay, so the one guy that hits Mika. 4 points of damage. And it is Mika's turn. She is just attacking with a speed and a fury that you have only seen and Torque. Not nearly as graceful.
All right.
Torque.
You were suddenly attracted to her.
Suddenly. Well, she rolls a natural 20. So that's quite good. And she does 18 points of damage. She does many quick slashes at like the torso of this large one. And then she sort of kneels down over her head, does one of these sort of movements,
okay.
Cuts off a leg, and it sort of stumbles prone, but still alive.
Okay.
Now, your instructions for this was just to get out.
Okay.
So it wasn't to kill everything or anything like that.
So I look her.
Just to find a way out.
I look at her and go, I think we could fit over those walls. Okay, so, do you need help getting over?
I do not run away.
I know, but don't you want to pass this exam? Is that more important?
Go if you want. I do not run.
Well, I'm not going to leave you if you're not going to go. So let's beat these things together, all right? So, Broman's on the ground, and I'm going to use... Actually, I'm just going to do a regular attack.
Okay.
Nope, I'm going to use Divine Smite.
All right. 4d20.
Yeah.
It's prone, so you get advantage. You can roll twice.
Okay.
So that was a 6.
That was a 6.
Yeah, it was a 6.
And the second roll is?
10.
10.
Plus 5?
Plus, 15.
That hits.
So 2d8.
Yeah.
Where is it? Using your
2d6.
2d6. So that is, that's for her. 4 plus 3. So.
7.
Okay. So, you hack at this thing's head. The head rolls off like a mud bowl. Another head grows in its place. It sort of tries to. Doesn't stumble to get up. Instead, its body shifts, so its legs are now what's touching the floor.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the sound.
And it is its turn.
It would be smaller now, I imagine?
Yeah, it's a little smaller.
Okay. I got it.
So it's like this.
It seems more imposing.
I have wings now.
Another big one comes out of the wall.
Yeah, we need to convince that girl to run.
The wall is smaller, though. All right. The one that was big tries to hit her. Hits. 8 damage. One of the small ones hits. She's fighting the big one. The little one comes up. It sort of hits her in the knee and then hits her in the head. She falls unconscious. All right. One of the small ones misses you. This guy moves on to... 1, 2, 3, 4. Like so. And it's your turn.
She's unconscious?
Unconscious. Yep.
I'm going to grab her and jump over the wall.
Roll strength.
12. Is there like a +3?
Uh-huh. If that's what your strength is.
Yes.
You go into her with a roll and come back up with her in a fireman's carry.
Okay.
You start to climb up. They... try to pull you down.
Yeah.
So roll strength again. This is opposed. The big one.
20.
Ooh. Natural.
Very nice. So, you were...
yeah. I needed a win here.
Yeah, you did.
It's pulling down, and you are just straining, grunting, screaming. As you pull free. But you don't pull free of the grip. Instead, the mud arm just comes out of the socket of the thing. And now your boot is all muddy as you... get up and just sort of limply, tiredly roll over the top onto whatever is on the other side.
Yeah.
Spikes. You're dead.
Sorry. Which, as soon as you hit, the illusion fades.
Okay.
She wakes up, you tell her you beat them all.
Yeah, I beat the fuck out.
You just got your ass kicked by a bunch of dirt. You gotta be careful, man.
Eventually, she wakes up.
Yeah.
Especially if you lay on hands again. With the remaining.
I lay my hands on her.
Okay.
Like, Rose asks Jack to go. No,
just kidding. Put your hands on Jack. You do so. She becomes conscious again.
Okay.
Sort of shakes.
You went to sleep, kiddo.
What happened?
Oh, I fought as many as I could, and eventually I had to grab your unconscious body and win the exam for us.
It was an unfair test. It's unfair.
Well, the only thing we could have... the only test was for us to escape. They would have kept coming, they would have kept coming, they would have kept dividing. No. It was unwinnable.
I can never run again.
Well, that being said, I'm glad we passed the exam. You know, I think we did pretty good. Sorry you passed out.
She seems very frustrated and angry. It's mostly at herself,
mm-hmm.
although some of it may be directed at you as well.
Okay.
I think you're going to get lunch. I got lunch with two chicks.
She just sort of sits pondering, wondering, just repeating to herself that I'll never run again.
Why do you have such strong feelings about never running from a fight?
She doesn't seem to hear you.
Mika!
Do you like...
okay.
Put a hand on her?
You tapping her or anything?
Yeah.
I do. Okay.
She sort of... she sort of looks at you in surprise mm-hmm. with, like, her hand grabs her weapon.
Yeah.
And she realizes it's you.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm sorry.
Why do you have such strong feelings about running away from a fight?
It's not something I really want to talk about.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to, I'm here for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, so what's next?
I need some time to think.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll go to the instructor and tell what happened.
The instructor, she saw everything.
So okay.
That, yes. Okay. So that's that.
All right.
Unless you follow her, or do you let her go on her own?
I'll let her cool off for a minute.
Okay. You do so.
I'm always thinking, like, am I talking to, you know what I mean? I just always wonder how I should approach a situation.
But it's up to you. You can, like...
I know what I would do in real life, but...
yeah. Follow her?
No. I'd let her cool off, you know?
Watching the bushes.
But sometimes a game, you know, would want you to do something else.
But you can let her cool off and talk to her later.
Okay.
Like, that's fine.
So I'm
fun.
My question, I guess, to the instructor was, like, how did we do and things like that?
Oh, okay.
What were our marks?
Sure. Well, you've passed very well. Mika did as I was afraid she would.
Okay. Was that, she passed too, though, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But we all were familiar with each of your strengths and weaknesses to a certain degree, and this tapped into one of hers, and she wasn't able to overcome it yet.
Okay. What can I do to help her?
Maybe try to get her to talk to you about it. I have had no success, but maybe you would.
Okay.
Combat creates bonds.
Maybe tonight I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. So
I guess could I retroactively go back and get my evaluation? I don't think I ever got one.
Sure.
After lunch?
Maybe before.
Oh, okay.
I imagine the teacher's there after we come out of the room.
Very well done. Handled brilliant. Handled efficiently.
Oh, thanks. Was there anything that we had missed that was maybe more obvious to tackle the situation better?
No, it was just about being able to utilize someone who had lost their senses. Mm. So you both worked tremendously as a team, I think. She was able to get you into the action as well as cover your attacks. While she felt as if you should deserve all the credit, I think she did her part as well, as best as she could in the situation.
Okay, good. Now, was this test more for Sophie or Sophia?
For Sypha.
Sypha. Sypha?
Yeah.
All right.
Like the Castlevania 3 character.
Sypha and Sophia. Got it. I said it correctly the first time.
You did. Everyone gets it.
Yes.
Especially since they have the same body.
Yeah.
Mecha.
Like, does she need to go again?
Huh?
Like, does the other personality need to go again? Will she also be with me or somebody else?
She'll be paired up with a different student.
Okay.
Do you wish to go again?
Well, I don't have to go again, but if she needs some help, I'm always there to help.
Getting good with both sisters.
But if, I mean, if another student is destined to go with her, and you've already set up, you know, the combination, then who am I to get in the way of that?
Well,
Torque.
For some reason they can't do it, I'll keep you in mind.
To lunch!
Well done. Again?
No, that was I went before.
Oh, okay. He's
retroactive.
Again, that's Aaron's joke.
Yeah, Laura comes. Didn't you already have?
Didn't you already have?
Enjoy.
He has a joke.
Okay.
I enjoyed that.
That was a close call, Shane.
It was again.
A lot of close calls.
Take off your armor!
No. We wouldn't have gotten until death. It is just a training after all. But okay.
So. Do you want this flipped over? Or does it matter?
Yeah. It's supposed to be levers.
Oh.
I couldn't find my levers.
So they're not barrels.
Oh, so they're not barrels. I can't do your accent.
No, I can't do it either. I'm trying to get better. I think it's gotten better than what it was when it first started. It's not there yet.
You're going to be in the middle?
I guess. Is my cloak here?
No.
Oh, no cloak?
Yeah.
Yes, cloak?
Yeah. Cloak is fine. You are the chirp beforehand. The only instructions that you are given before she goes to set up is survive.
Survive. Hello, chirp. I am Elor.
Ka! Nah, just kidding.
Oh. I was like, what is chirp?
Yeah, he's gonna speak this language.
He looks like a raven, but he's
okay.
Humanoid.
Gotcha.
He's got wings, he's got feathers, he has a beak.
What's the name of the species?
Revelry in the
King
Koo.
King Koo. How do you spell that?
K-E-N-K-U.
Okay.
Hey,
looks
like that.
King Koo.
It's me, King Koo.
It's instead of a wand or whatever, it's more of a dagger. Maybe it's a dagger. It looks like a dildo. I don't know.
What? I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know.
Look at that. Well, I suppose we're together on this. All she told me was to survive.
I suppose we are. He can mimic voices perfectly. Although I, as a game master, cannot.
Are we in the room now, or are we
no?
We
so
to go into it.
Yep. So you guys both go into it, and it is a circular stone room. It looks like something that has been built. It's not like a cavern or natural or anything like that. There is light from like flames on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
The flames are set fairly low, lower than you might expect in a room with this tall of a ceiling. The ceiling goes up for more than 20 feet, maybe 30 feet, and the room also is quite wide.
But there is a ceiling, it's just really high?
Yeah, there is a ceiling, which you can see, that is quite high. There is a door on one side of the room that is open, and that's really the only thing you notice. You also notice some contraptions in the four corners of the room. It looks like they're on the walls, and it almost looks like...
Contraptions like a...
Like gears.
Gears, okay.
Yeah, that are built into the walls. They're large in stone, or metal. It's hard to tell from this distance.
And is it an open door?
It's an open door.
Can I see anything through that door?
Yeah, it's lit up. It just looks like another empty room.
Just like this room? Like another circle, or?
You think so.
I want to take a closer look at the gears on the wall and see if I notice any kind of markings or...
Okay.
Something of the such.
Walk towards one.
Well, I'll take a step this way.
Okay. That happens.
This way.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine. This way.
And you're fine.
Chirp, I'm going to look at these gears.
Good idea.
So, do I notice anything? Are there any kind of...
World perception. Or investigation. Investigation might be better.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It is going to be a 12.
Okay.
Investigation.
It's tough to say. You can tell that... So some of these gears are visible, but it seems as if they connect to gears that go up, but those gears appear to be behind
the wall,
so you can't see them necessarily. Chirp says, it looks like they moved the ceiling.
Hmm. I don't get crushed.
Survive.
Perhaps we should see what's beyond that door.
Okay. You first.
Of course.
Of course.
All right.
What's your passive perception?
13.
Okay. You stop.
Yes.
Well, you don't necessarily have to stop, but you do feel a plate sink under you. The floor goes in. And the door shuts! It's like a... in like this, right? Appears to be made of stone. The gears begin to turn.
All right. Does the ceiling start to come towards me?
The entire ceiling slowly
is coming down.
I'm gonna get to work, says Chirp.
All right.
As he begins to fiddle with the gears.
Are you good with traps?
Yep.
Very good.
Gonna need a little bit of time. Maybe you want to look at one of the others?
Perhaps I can try to jam some of these up.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Jam!
See what I've got?
You jammed yourself.
I've been jammed!
You just got
strawberry
jammed.
Jam.
Well, I do have some rope. And I also have... You know what? Let's try it first with maybe thornwood. So I'm gonna reach in and I'm gonna pull out this, like, thorny plant thing that I have. Like, it's like a rose stem. And Elor whips it down, and this whip comes out of it. And I'm gonna utilize it and try to put it into the gears and wrap up to try to see if I can hold it and jam it up at all and pull it.
Okay.
If it slows it at all or what it does.
All right. As you do so, you hear a
What?
Something's got my leg.
All right. I look back.
You see a skeletal hand. Has punched its way through the flagstone. It has grabbed a hold of Chirp's leg.
All right, I undo my whip, and I whip it at the hand to grab the hand of my thorn whip.
So I assume you're like over here?
Yeah, over that way. I have a range of 30 feet with the whip.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay, roll to hit.
It's a 9. It's a 14.
Okay. It's just a hand, so that's not quite good enough. Okay. But you get it sort of near it, and he's, ah! Watch it!
The hand?
The whip.
The chirps in it.
Okay.
I need initiative.
All right.
All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed this Dungeons & Dragons adventure. If you want to see more, you can right now, because it's every week over at patreon.com/blindwave for early access. Check it out and let us know what you think in the comments below.
Thank you.
What?